first thing we're going to do is look through the window of baseball, and we're going to do it for Bruce Jenkins and the Chronicle, and of course Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Well, not too much. Just another day at the ballpark today, and another extra inning game. The Giants seem to be doing well with it, but boy, Bruce, I'll tell you something: six innings of one hit ball for the bullpen yesterday. Giant Padre games are actually exciting games. These games are nip and tuck every time these teams play.
Yeah, it's kind of come to that, sadly, that just stirring battles for the right to not be in last place. But the Padres are they're pretty good. You know, I mean, anytime you talk about a big league team, you're going to have some talent there. You know, guys like Myers and Renfro. Mm-hmm. The kids they're bringing up, they look pretty good, and they're basically tanking if you talk to ownership, but once the games start, I don't think they're really that's not the way they're thinking.
Yeah, they got those three Rule 5 guys, and they don't always play, but you have seen them over the course of this series, and it is strange how the Padres are just – they've won 16 of 22 now against the Giants, even including yesterday. Hey, something you hear Marty say a lot is that you see something every day in baseball that you've never seen before, Bruce, and yesterday something I had never seen before occurred in extra innings. The telecast went to the two old ladies in the upper deck knitting. Had you ever seen that before, Bruce?
I've seen it at my house. My wife, Martha, is a great multitasker. She watches the game and knits. I don't think she pulls it out at the ballpark, though. She's got the glove on looking for a foul ball.
Oh, very good. All right. Let's Bruce.
You've got to pay attention out there. Knitting is risky.
Well, it's all right. As long as you look up once in a while, it's okay. Hey, yesterday you wrote a very interesting column in the 3-Dot Lounge about injuries in baseball. And you have some theories about why people may get injured or how to avoid them. You want to just summarize a little bit for us? It was good stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I mean, the head first slide is a big thing now, and you know, a lot of guys are getting their hands beat up as they slide in head first. And I mean, the thing about it, sliding into first base to me is inexcusable, except as I mentioned, there's that one situation where you're coming down the line, you take a little peek at what's happening with the throw. It's high, it's wide to the plate side, the first baseman's got to go up and get it, and all he can do is swipe at you. And if you slide, he can't get you. Other than that, terrible idea. Guys getting hurt sliding into first base, completely inexcusable. On the other bases, you know, especially when you're trying to score, you know, if you've got those two hands working, you can slide one in and slide it back and tag the plate with the other hand. That's an effective way to go. I just don't think in any base that head-first sliding is just too risky. You know, if the game's on the line, I think guys should practice, the hook slide and be able to stay on the bag and not go past it. That was one thing. Another thing I talked about was inside pitches hitting guys in the hand. You see this all the time. Guys are out for 6 weeks or maybe just a few days or whatever, but they're crowding the plate and they're diving into the pitch and they don't get out of the way. This is not the pitcher's fault. It's not a strike. He's trying to pitch inside, which is his right. And if you're up there crowding the plate and diving into a pitch and not getting out of the way, you should get hit. You take the DL for that. That's not the way the game should be played, and there's way too much of that going on. And then of course, the broader issue is that I talked about, you know, the young pitchers and used the Dodgers' Julio Urias as an example. They jerked this guy around so much, even he couldn't believe it. He goes, I hope the plan that for me is working, but he's in the rotation, he's out. He's the starter, he's a reliever. He's in the bigs, he's in the minors. He's pitching, he's not pitching. And he's got shoulder surgery, okay? and with this total obsession about not jacking up his innings from, you know, 160 to 170 or whatever it was. And I just think, and I was quoting John Smoltz, you really have to look at what happened in decades past when guys, they pitched complete games. They worked on 3 days rest. It was a very regular throwing program. They pitched a lot. They pitched late into the games. The arms were still sound, and they learned how to win, how to compete, how to get through the lineup that third time. And admittedly, we're in a new era now where, you know, everybody's stacking up relief pitchers, and you do your job for six innings, but that doesn't do much for a pitcher's development. And the overprotection of starters and looking at their innings limits and all that, it's not working. Everybody's getting Tommy John, if not two. It's not working. So why not look at what worked in the past?
I love it. Yeah, very good. You know, we get those questions all the time. And injuries, these players are major assets. They get a lot of money. And I think one of the biggest challenges today for baseball is keeping a player on the field and keeping him healthy. That's one of the reasons they went to the 10-day DL, so they can rest everybody, especially pitchers, all the time. So we'll see. But you hit on some very good things, and it did work at one point. And we'll see if baseball comes back to it. But today, Bruce, you wrote another excellent column. It's something that you and I have talked about, and my feeling is you win 50 games here, you learn how to win in this park, you get the team that's built for this park, and you're back in it. And today I thought you analyzed what the Giants should do, maybe a year from now, what they could look like, and I thought you hit it pretty hard today.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, you were talking to Henry earlier. I heard some of that, and he laid out the reality of it, is that, you know, a lot of players, they might think about wanting to trade, such as, you know, Pence and Belt, maybe Span, whatever. You know, the contractual situation makes it difficult, as well as the fact that they're not playing that well, especially Pence and Belt. And their value is not very good. I mean, teams out there are wondering, well, what do these guys really have left? Do we really want Belt to be our first baseman, or do we want Pence in our outfield? And these are great guys who have done an awful lot of things, but, you know, after a few months of non-production, you have to wonder. But, you know, things change. Like you and I are always talking about how the game is so unpredictable. I mean, the Cubs in the first half were looking at each other like, did we win it last year? What's wrong with us? We're not playing good at all. The fan base there was exasperated as the Giants for different reasons, because they're only five or six games out. Now they're like one game out or something. But, you know, things happen. These guys have track records. It's not like they're all 38, you know. I mean, I think, you know, if Sabian and Bobby Evans want to show some belief in these guys, I think it could very well turn around next year. Now, whether they're, you know, the best team in the division, who knows? But to expect, you know, this kind of drought that they're in now to be, you know, permanent, or for 5 or 6 years being a terrible team, that's just not going to happen. There's too much class in the organization. And the way they play ball, Marty, with defense and pitching, that never gets old.
Yeah, Bruce, it's going to be hard for the Giants to catch up to the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers are they finally won against the Braves yesterday. But, Bruce, Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post wrote a column this week or last week talking about how they're kind of the Warriors of MLB, a super team. And then I was listening to Jim Bowden this morning on the baseball channel Sirius Radio, and he was saying in the Giancarlo Stanton sweepstakes, the Cardinals had a shot if they gave up their prize pitching prospects. But then he said the most likely fit was, ready for this, Puig to South Florida, because he's kind of a fairly inexpensive option, and he's Cuban. And then Stanton, they wouldn't even have to sniff or think about paying Stanton $295 starting next year. So if the Dodgers got Stanton, I mean, wow, that would be trouble for the Giants.
Well, that would be. I mean, I doubt if the Giants could pull that trade. I'm amazed he's even on the market. But, you know, that's exactly the kind of guy they need, is a guy who just with unquestioned, you know, power. Yeah. And he's not like a 218 hitter. You know, he's going to be up there, you know, with some quality at bat. They're not always home runs. And if that guy were to go to the Dodgers, I mean, that would be a little much for the Giants to handle. I mean, I don't know that the Dodgers haven't been very willing to give up their prospects, and we see the results now. They hang on to Seager and Bellinger and these guys, and everything's working for them. But, you know, next year they're not going to go 31-4. I don't think they're going to play, you know, 800 ball for the next 10 years. Things change. You know, Kershaw's got a disc issue in his back that could go any time. Talk about the disabled list. They stash pitchers on there for when they're healthy.
Yeah.
They make up injuries.
It's true.
You know, and everything's going their way, and everything's not going the Giants' way. I think there could be a big turnaround next year. You can't explain why it would happen. It's just these things happen. Mm-hmm. And for fans to just throw up their hands and say the Giants will not contend for years to come, I don't think is realistic.
No, I agree with you, especially with this park. And you build a team for this park, you can win in this park. We've seen it. I'll tell you one thing, and we'll let you go with this on this beautiful Sunday. This National League West, just think about it. I'm in about 2 or 3 years. I mean, the Giants are still obviously going to be a competitive team. They know how to spend the money, and they can do it. Colorado, they're on the way. Yep. Arizona, on the way. And the Dodgers are here. And this is going to be some race in about 3 years when every team is just solid. So I think we're looking at a lot of baseball here in this National League West for the next, I think this next generation sort of players that are coming into the game, they've all landed here.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's the deepest division in the league. And Arizona, to me, is really scary. I mean, you know, Peralta and Goldschmidt, they pick up Martinez, Lamb. Those guys hit just top
Pollock.
To bottom. I'm sorry?
Pollock, A.J. Pollock doing his thing, too. Yeah,
yeah,
they're stacked.
Oh, yeah, it's just up and down. That's a great lineup. I really like what they're doing. And it's a better lineup than the Giants right now, without question. And they're pretty young, and they're going to try and keep that together. You know, Greinke won't be around forever, but if they, you know, get some more good pitching, they're going to be right there. And they changed the whole philosophy around the organization, you know, bringing in Hazen and Torey Lobulo. That's worked out great for them. And Colorado's done the same thing with Bud Black and the way they look at things. They're obviously, the Giants know full well how dangerous they are. And those teams, especially from the hitting standpoint, those teams are going to be crushing the ball for you for years to come. That's one thing you can guarantee.
Yeah, and this division is now a challenge. And I see it in, the, you know, you look ahead 3, 4, 5 years, it's going to be something. The Giants are going to have to keep up with it. So this is going to be pretty interesting to see how it turns out. Hey, Bruce, have a great Sunday, and love chatting with you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins here on a Sunday. We'll take a break. We'll come back.